Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Mental Note. Wake up, it's the weekend. Today is January 22nd, 2011, 10 o'clock in the morning. So glad you're joining me this morning. Remember, the call-in number is 347-215-8667. This is the very first show of 2011. We're talking about it's a new year. Out with the old and in with the new. What does it mean to make a fresh start? Career, relationships, fitness, etc. Let's talk about it this morning, guys. It's been a while, huh? Be sure to go and check me out at youtube.com/mentalnotetv so that you can check out all the interviews, the celebrity interviews that I've done so far. Tell me what you think. Be sure to leave comments when you go and check out that site. Again, it's youtube.com/mentalnotetv. All right, so it's a new year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Are you going to lose weight? Are you going to get a new career, a new relationship? Call me. Tell me what's going on with you. Again, that call number is 347-215-8667 right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, guys, I tell you, for me, it is all about, you know, staying focused this year, being sure to pay attention to what we are intaking in our bodies, you know, be it food or, you know, whatever it is that is hindering you from reaching your goals for 2011, okay? So be sure to, you know, just pay attention to what you digest. It could also be mental things that we're digesting. You know, what we let in is so important. So be sure to try and only let in the positive, you know, and just kind of combat the negative. You know, be a, let it sting you. That way you won't let it in. So, you know, it's just like a bee sting. You know, once you get stung once, then you're watching out for the bee, so you make sure that it doesn't happen again. So you have to just stay focused this year, guys. Stay focused. That's the main thing, because we are so easily distracted in this world with so much going on. I mean, we have the televisions, the internet, the radio, you know, and just everyday distractions that keep us from our goals. So today, you know, I just really want to talk about making a fresh start. It's a new year. We're actually almost at the end of January, it being the first month of the new year. So we're almost at the end. Today's the 22nd. So how far have you come? You know, have you at least started making baby steps towards your goal? You know, because we can't do it all in one day. Rome wasn't built in a day, but we have to take baby steps every single day to try and make the most of what God has given us, this life of ours, guys, this great life of ours. Stick around. I'll be back with more Mental Note. Be sure to pick up your phones, call in, 347-215-8667. Share with us, what are your New Year's resolutions? What are your goals to make a fresh start for 2011? Anything you want to be out with, and anything you want to be in with, you know, out with the old, in with the new. That's how we're doing it in 2011. So call in, let your girl know what's going on with you. Stay right there. I'll be right back with more Mental Note. Blog Talk Radio. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. I am back again. This is Mental Note, and you're listening to your girl Purpose Vision right here on Blog Talk Radio. Remember that you can always call in, check me out, 347-215-8667. Let me know what your New Year's resolutions are. How are you going to be making a fresh start this year? You know, I just heard on the radio, guys, you know the singer Monica. She had got engaged to L.A. Laker, and it had been in the news that they were going to be getting married. Well, come to find out, they're already married. I hear that they got married a couple of months ago, so, you know, they just kind of kept it to themselves, and we found out about it after it was done. So that just leads me into my next discussion, which is, you know, be careful when you do have plans and goals you know, for your new start, share them with those people that are going to encourage you, because a lot of times if we let it out of the bag too early, people will try anyway to keep you from your goals, even though, you know, God says that whatever he intends for you will be yours. So there can't, you know, nothing can stop it. What's meant for you is meant for you. But you always want to make the best choices that you possibly can. And my advice is, guys, is that you hold it. You know, whatever it is, just concentrate on completing your goals, you know, knowing that you have a goal. So now you can share them with those people that you know are going to support you in those efforts. However, if you share them with people that you're getting negative responses or no encouragement, then why even bother to share, right? So then you tell them after it's done. So if it's losing weight that you're trying to do, do your workout regimen, do your diet or whatever it is that you're doing. And once they see you and you've lost the weight, then you say, oh, yeah, by the way, I started a new workout program. That's how you do that, guys. You know, actions speak louder than words. And we've been hearing that how long? Since we were little kids, right? And that's, I mean, that's the truth of the matter. You know, a lot of times we just need to keep our eye on the prize. And after the fact, then you can say, here it is, this is how it is, because the proof is in the pudding. It's not in what we say, but it's in what we do. Most of the time, guys, most of the time. Also, you know, I'm sure everyone knows that Oprah Winfrey has a new network. It's called the OWN Network, OWN. Check your local listings so that you can see what station it is for you. But again, that's the OWN Network, Oprah Winfrey Network. She started a new network, has all new shows. And the class that the show that I'm most interested in, it's actually a class. It's called The Master Class. And she has people on there who have life lessons that they are sharing. And, you know, it's people that we all know. I see that Simon from American Idol is going to be a future guest on this Master Class show, which I'm excited to see. It's, you know, they're sharing their life lessons and things that they've learned in different areas of their life. So, I also saw that she had Maya Angelou on this masterclass show. I didn't get to, and I think I'm going to try and YouTube it, guys, because I don't think I caught it. I think it has already came on, so I want to go back and see if I can't find that. But she had Maya Angelou on that masterclass show too. As well, you know, she's going to have some great people on there. And the OWN Network, so far so good. I've also been watching her behind the scenes of the 25th season of the Oprah Winfrey Show, which is very interesting. And then, of course, I went out, guys, and auditioned for to get your own show on OWN. I guess it wasn't my time yet, but I'm here with you now. But also that whole process of going out auditioning, and then now she has the finalists on a show, which is very interesting programming. Although the people that are on there, I must say, I'm surprised at the variation of talent. And, you know, I thought it was going to be, you know, all of, you know, I don't know. I don't want to say the best of the best that's out there. But, you know, I thought the people would be a little bit more experienced. But what I'm finding is that these people aren't very experienced at all. And they're just kind of winging it, but, you know, it gives them a great opportunity, and if it's for them, it's for them, right? So it's very interesting, though. Check it out. I think it comes on Sunday nights, trying to get your own show on the Oprah Winfrey Network. All right, guys, 5 minutes remaining in the show. We're just doing a short wake up. It's the weekend mental note show this morning, 15 minutes, so we have 5 minutes remaining. Feel free, call in 347-215-8667. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with more right here, Blog Talk Radio. All right, guys, since the audio isn't loaded, I don't want to have too much dead silence in the phone, so I just came right back for you. Again, 5 minutes remaining, 5 minutes remaining here on Mental Note. We were talking about New Year's resolutions, out with the old, in with the new, making a fresh start, and how you should always just stay focused and maybe keep some things to yourself until after they're already done, unless you have great support, because you don't want your efforts to be sidetracked by negativity. So you have to be real careful. Guys, that's my little bit of wisdom right here on Mental Note this morning. Also, I wanted to tell you that I do have guests coming up. I know you guys haven't heard me do an interview here as of late, but be sure if you want to check out any of the interviews that I've done in the past, you can go to youtube.com/mentalnotetv, and they are there. And then, of course, check out the archive here on Blog Talk, and you can hear shows. Guys, I've been at it since October of 07, so a lot of shows in the archive that you can always go back and check out. A lot of interviews with entrepreneurs, authors, musicians. You name it, it's right here for you. Also, wanted to let you know that I will have Jay Santana back on the show real soon. He has dropped his third album, so we'll be catching up with Jay, seeing what's going on with him. And then also we will be interviewing some, you know, other guests, some more authors, guys, because we're avid readers here on Mental Note, so we want to get in as many authors. I don't know if you guys caught the last one that I did with Bruce Scheinman. Go back in the archive and check that out. It was really interesting. Bruce is an atheist, and he wrote this book about, of course, atheism, but it's also about religion and how it can shape your life, you know, what the benefits are of religion. And it's interesting because it's coming from an atheist. So, yeah, in the name of the book, as a matter of fact, it's called An Atheist Defends Religion. So, and that's by Bruce Scheinman. He lives in Manhattan, New York. And it's a very interesting book, guys. So you have to go into the archive and check that out at your convenience. Okay, I do appreciate you joining me. Again, 2 minutes remaining in the show. One of the other things that I want to talk about as the year starts is that it's always good to reflect, even though, you know, we're supposed to not necessarily forget about the past, but just move on from the past. To be able to make a fresh start, but it's always good to reflect on the past. You know, that way you can really determine, you know, what mistakes you've made and how you would like to change things, because if you never really take the time to reflect, then you just keep moving without any direction, which gets you absolutely nowhere. So you have to reflect, guys. Reflect even just on last year. I know some of our memories are not as good as they used to be. So go back and maybe just look at the last year. You know, what could I have done different to really reach my goals? You know, I know what I would like to see happen in my life, so how can I do something different? Because, guys, you know the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. It's not going to happen. So if you want to see something different, you have to do something different. And, okay, see something different, do something different. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's that show, Mental Note. Wake up, baby, it's the weekend, all right? 1 minute remaining in the show, guys. You can call in really quick, 347-215-8667, or I'll catch you on the flip side. I'll be back here next Saturday morning at 10 a.m., so be sure to join me then. I look forward to speaking with you and just chatting with you about what's meaningful to you, right, guys? Wouldn't have a show if it wasn't for my listeners. So I do appreciate each and every one of you. And remember, guys, in all things, peace and love. Until we speak again, make it a great day. Make it a great year. You know, out with the old, in with the new. Make that fresh start. Here's the show, Mental Note. Talk to you soon.